Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, what do you call a dog that's got no legs?
What?
Doesn't matter. Won't come anyway.
Oh!
Walk, walk alone.
Walk, walk alone.
That was so rough.
Rough?
I was also totally thrown by the fact that you didn't give us a chance to say hey back.
No, not today.
And I was
today.
Like,
pacing is important for comedy.
There's just a lot chop, going chop. On. Oh, we're chop chopping. Okay,
chop
fine.
Chopping.
Welcome back. It's Miranda Mellon Taylor. Do you have a story? Go.
Oh my God.
Thanks for listening, guys.
This is Flu for Papa podcast.
Flu for Ampersand Papa.
Ampersand Papa podcast.
My name's Miranda. I'm going to tell you a story.
I did that bit.
Yeah, I know. It's just so fast. I was scared and confused.
You were the chop chopping one. Oh, she's got her literature out.
I do have my library out, boys and girls.
It's an Australian Geographic.
It's an Australian Geographic, which I have brought to the table before.
Love it.
Because it has
a classic.
It has a whole section on my favorite thing.
Food?
Dogs with jobs. Oh, Taylor! Dogs.
Sorry, that was my favorite thing.
I do also like food.
Same though. Am I right? Am I right?
Anyway, tell us about a dog with a job.
This dog's name is Gandalf. He's a wizard.
That's a Lord of the Rings reference?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, nailed it.
Sorry, I don't watch Lord of the Rings.
Wow. Nailed you don't watch it?
Oh, read it.
It's from a book, yeah.
Well, most people would be like, haven't you seen the movies? So many guys I've known have been like, oh my God, I can't believe you haven't seen the movies. And I'm like, I don't have 20 million hours. Sorry.
But we have 20
Sorry,
million hours to listen to this story.
This is called A Wizard with Fire.
Oh, that's dramatic.
Cool. It is dramatic. There's an amazing picture here of a firefighter with Gandalf who is not a Dalmatian.
Ooh.
Is this a firefighting non-Dalmatian?
Yes.
Is that what we're talking about?
It's a firefighting dog. He's actually an accelerant detection dog.
And ooh.
He finds fires before they become fires, but he also finds what caused the fire after the fire's finished.
Wow, that's really cool. But how does he know?
He's like a fire investigator.
Whoa, fire detective.
Fire detective, yeah.
In the blackened shell of a small room, Gandalf, an accelerant detection dog, responds to the command, find it, and works his magic.
Find it. I like that that's all he needs is just like,
find it. Just do it. Make it happen. He moves swiftly between the charred materials, leading handler Tim Garrett from left to right in a determined quest. It sounds very... I think, yeah, anyway, it's written beautifully. Within minutes, the dog is seated in front of a pile of burnt timber. He's somehow figured out that the fire started here among the burnt
Good.
Timber.
Uh-huh.
He's very clever. he has a bunch of other commands as well. But basically, he's a two-year-old golden Labrador.
Aww.
So when you think about fire dogs or dogs that hang out with firefighters, you think about Dalmatians. That's
for
you
sure.
know, the fire station dog,
yeah.
Dalmatian thing. But he's a lab. He looks like he could be a guide dog or something.
No, representation for all breeds in
yeah.
the fire business.
Canine business.
The fire canine business. A lucrative one.
He's just in the process of completing his training, so he's not fully qualified yet. But he's going to become a highly valued member of mm-hmm. the only canine fire detection team in the Southern Hemisphere.
Wowie!
So he works with Tim with Fire and Rescue New South Wales in Australia.
Aw, look yeah. at him go!
Look at him go!
What a guy!
So when he finds the location of one of five, he's trained to find five different common ignitable liquids.
Oh.
So it is his job to find where the fire started
yep.
and how it started. So he's part of the investigation team. He's not going to go in with a big hose of water and actually put out fires or anything.
Oh.
He's not trained quite that much yet, but maybe in the future.
Oh, I see it. I see it happening. He's an ambitious dog. He can do whatever he wants.
And when he finds his thing, his detector.
Fire starter.
Yes, that's the one. Uh-huh. He signals for the firefighters.
He signals.
And he gets to play a game of tug and war as his reward. So lots of service trained dogs get a lot of things other than food as rewards.
Yeah.
And the playing is a big one. So this is how they train these guys in particular.
Work hard, play hard.
Yeah. Tim, the trainer, says they need to be agile, comfortable working in confined spaces and driven. And, of course, they also need a nose for trouble.
Where do you Oh, that was cute. That was
better
than the joke I was going to say.
Wow. So the firefighters are called out to almost 200 incidents a year, and they're basically asking the dogs to confirm or deny the presence of ignitable fluid, not just in buildings but on people of interest and also in their homes.
Cool.
Really like investigating to find bad guys.
Oh, he's so cool.
The dogs are capable of picking up concentrations of 0.05 of a microliter.
Holy moly.
Yeah.
What?
And have been shown to be far superior at finding traces of these fluids than machines in forensic labs.
Oh, cool.
Better than a lab. And he's a lab.
Hey,
he's a lab. Often the dog's evidence can be life-changing. When Winner, a now retired dog, indicated the presence of an accelerant in the burnt rubble of a 2014 Sydney shop fire in which three people died, a seemingly innocent blaze escalated into a murder investigation. Thanks, Winner. So then they, you know, found who did it and stuff. The dog's evidence saves us considerable time and effort in toxic environments. They can quickly narrow down the areas that investigators need to sample to determine the origin and causes of fire. We've had our dogs flown to suspicious scenes by helicopters and light aircraft so they can be there within hours, and they're on the road a lot. So they get called out to lots of interesting scenes and stuff. The detector dogs for the fire department.
Why is that not so cool? Like an NCIS.
Yes.
But it's just a cast of dogs.
Oh, I think I did Law and Order.
And they detect all sorts of different things.
Yes.
Yeah. And you have a lab in the lab and stuff. It'd be great.
Oh, I need it. I need it in my life immediately.
A lab in the lab.
Oh, I need it.
Do it. So if anyone from Netflix is listening or Stan.
Hulu.
Amazon Prime.
Whatever.
We're here.
We're happy to pitch for you. We'll help you find some dog talent. It'll be great.
Oh, yeah. Hit us up.
Are you okay, Taylor?
Yeah, I whacked my eye into the microphone and I've got some pretty hectic eyeshadow on today. So I was just checking. I didn't get any on the mic.
I hope you guys heard that eye bump.
Woo! Anyway, so that's my story about Gandalf, the wizard with fire.
Oh,
that is so cool.
Gandalf, such a great name.
Hecking cool.
You know what I'd really like to meet? Excuse you. I'd really like to meet a really tiny dog called Gandalf.
Yes.
Because it's such a big name.
Yes.
And you know what? I have a tiny dog for us today.
Okay.
I thought you were just going to use fire as your fire segue.
Oh, well.
Missed opportunity.
I was waiting for a compliment on my segue just then, but okay.
That was a good segue, Mel.
I'm just going to let it hang. I'm sorry.
Because it's so good. You want to hang it up like a portrait?
Yes, correct.
Cool, anyway, this dog breed. Today we're doing the Schipperke.
The what's that?
The Schipperke?
Schipperke.
I think Schipperke.
Shit, totally perky.
Or it could be Schipperke, but I'm pretty sure it's Schipperke.
Okay.
Schipperke. Yeah.
Schipperke.
Woo.
Also nicknamed the LBD, which is an initialism.
It is.
Taylor taught me about initialisms versus acronyms.
They're different.
Because you can't pronounce an initialism. But an acronym is made
like
to
you say
be
into the
pronounceable.
Word. Yeah, like NASA.
Listeners, we're so educational.
Hey. Woo!
Yeah, LBD, which is an initialism.
little black dog. It's like a
close.
Little black dress.
Little black devil.
Gotta get that LBD.
Is this a Mexican breed?
No, I don't.
I don't know what
so.
You're implying.
The small dog.
Neither do you.
I'm also a bit confused. This dog is actually an old breed that was developed in Belgium and has often been erroneously called a Dutch dog.
I love the word erroneously.
Right?
I was worried I wouldn't pronounce it correctly, but.
No, you did.
There you go. But the breed is not associated with Holland in any way. So they call it the Dutch dog in the same way you'd call a An fart Australian. Under the covers a Dutch oven.
Wow.
Was that the wrong way to explain that?
Yeah, sure. I was going to go with similar to the Australian Shepherd, which oh. is not an Australian breed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That too.
But your example worked.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Please validate me.
Please.
The Shepherd is believed to be descended from a black sheepdog called a Lorvenar, the same breed credited with being the foundation dog for the, oh dear, for the, see, I could do that first one, but this one is Groenendael. Which is the Belgian sheepdog.
The Groenendael.
Yes. That was so beautiful.
It's elvish.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. Which you're fluent in.
Yes.
Good.
Yep.
I'm glad Obviously. We have you here.
You hope you're not.
It's a very Lord of the Rings episode for me today. Oh, it is
very Lord of the Rings.
While the Belgian sheepdog was developed to be a herding breed, the Schipperke was developed to be
Schipperke.
I can't know.
Yeah.
How do I spell Schipperke so I can look it up?
That is S-C-H-C-H-I double P
P P.
E
yeah.
Shepherd. The Shepherd was developed to be a small
Shepherd.
Watch.
Stop saying it if you want me to stop chanting.
They were often seen guarding the boats that piled the canals. Those piles of boats in the canals in Belgium.
Yeah, no, they piles of canals. Yep.
But I was going for the verb, which was guarding the boats that plied. But obviously both works.
Yeah.
The canals between Brussels and Antwerp.
Oh, my God. They're funny looking dogs.
They're real cute. So imagine a small kind of chihuahua looking dog, but it's a bit out of proportion in that it has a very large chest.
And its legs are too long?
They kind of look quite long. Super wolfy.
They've got the fluffy face.
But like small.
But then a tiny nose.
Uh-huh. And then real pointy ears.
Tiny actual face, but lots of fluff around the face.
That one's making a funny face.
I have a picture of one here that's just doing a good smile. Yeah, because their eyes are quite small and spaced apart, but there's just a lot of face.
It says it's a Spitz type dog.
What it is a Spitz.
What are some other Spitz type dogs?
The Finnish Spitz is one that I know.
We have talked about them.
Oh.
Characterized by long, thick fur and pointed ears and muzzles and a curly tail.
Although the Shepherd doesn't look like it has much of a curly tail.
Hmm.
So they're these beautiful black dogs, funny looking, with pricked ears and a coat that gives the impression of a sloped back. That's another reason they look a bit odd, the sloped back.
Yeah.
they're known, apparently, for their beauty and feisty nature.
Oh, beauty.
I hope they're not vain. Beware if you think he's simply a sweet little companion dog. The Shepherd has the small dog, big personality persona down pat. In 1882, a writer in the breed's homeland of Belgium, as I said before, described the Shepherd as...
Shepherd. Yeah.
Stop saying
described the Shepherd as a little all-black devil, but minus the cloven hoof and tail.
It does have a tail.
It does have the tail.
It's cute.
Not a devil's tail.
I don't know why we're debating. It's just cute, okay?
It is very cute. He's changed a little since then. The dog, I mean, not the writer. I hope the writer likes the dog, though. Anyway, they're loyal and intelligent, smart and funny. This is a dating profile for this dog.
Yeah, I was going to say.
They can be a handful for a first-time dog owner, though. You need patience, time, and a great sense of humour. However, you may find that he's the only dog for you. There's no doubt that this little breed as a companion will be good.
Will be a companion
but
to
yeah.
you.
they're actually a very long-lived breed. It's important that you understand the length of a time a Shepherd can live and make sure you are committed enough to provide a good life for the dog for the next 15 or more years. Long lives. But also, do that with every dog. Just remember they live a long time. They're
Please
not
try
just,
and keep your dog alive for as long as possible. That'd be great.
Yeah. They're adaptable dogs who do well in any setting, including life on a boat.
Hell yeah, love a boat dog.
In case you're looking for a boat dog. Or in an apartment, as long as they get plenty of daily exercise and the neighbours are tolerant of barking. They are yappy dogs.
Oh, yapper. Ooh. They look like yappers.
They do look like yappers. Yappy, they get... They're very highly rated for apartment living, good for novice owners, except there's only that 4 out of 5 stars for novice owners because they are a bit tricky.
4 out of 5 is not bad though.
4 out of 5 is great.
I'm not mad about it. Hey.
They have a full 5 stars for kid friendliness. So if you have small children, this dog would be great.
Which we all do.
You know what else they have 5 stars in?
What?
Fighting Nazis.
What?
Sorry, what? Please elaborate.
In World War II, the Belgian resistance used the dogs to run messages between various resistance hideouts and cells to which occupying Nazi forces were none the wiser.
No way.
Spy dogs.
They were spy dogs.
They fought the Nazis.
We've got firefighter detective dogs. We have spy dogs. How great are dogs?
So great.
Can fight Nazis. Will fight Nazis.
5 out of 5 for fighting Nazis.
That's so cool. Among the other 5 out of 5 star ratings, less impressive, easy to groom, potential for weight gain. It's not a positive one, but like
5 out of 5 potential.
5 out of 5 will gain weight if you overfeed. Because I imagine they're so highly rated in Wonderlust potential.
Ooh. Wonderlust.
That's why they were good messenger dogs.
Yeah.
Spy dogs? Spy dogs. They're professionals. I appreciate them. They do have quite high exercise needs. It doesn't need to be intense, but they do have high energy levels and a high potential for playfulness. They're super playful. They are companion dogs. They're only about like 10 inches to 1 foot tall.
One Subway sandwich for Taylor.
Subway.
That is literally how I measure things. If somebody's like, oh, he's 6 foot tall, I just imagine 6 Subway sandwiches stacked on each other.
I'd rather just date the 6 Subway sandwiches, to be honest.
Why? Who's talking about dating? Why would dating? What if it's a dog that's 6 foot tall?
It's not, because the tallest dog was 1.1 meters.
Such good recall.
Points to Miranda.
Guys, if you don't know what that's from, have a listen to some of our other episodes, past previous episodes.
Don't remember which one, but
I
good.
Yeah. No, I believe that was the episode we titled No Tepid Peas.
Yes, correct.
If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, and they're real cute. They're super active, bred to work. Never buy them from a puppy mill, obviously.
Yes.
Because they're a very specific breed. Just like make sure you're getting them from a good place.
Yeah.
Yes.
Especially if you can adopt. Yay.
Do, 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 do. Which we haven't announced that yet. That we, no, Mel and I haven't got a house together.
We're moving in together.
Yeah.
And you know what that means?
Totally sound, we're not a couple. We're just friends. Which is, it'd be fine if we were a couple.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
We're not. Stop digging.
But we did get a house with a yard because...
We're going to adopt a puppy.
We're going to adopt a doggo.
Or not necessarily a puppy. We might get an older dog.
Every dog is a puppy.
Yep.
So it's time for both of you to take the quiz again.
Yeah.
And then see if you
it's
can...
It's about time.
Well, yeah, but with overlaps. Limited, depending on like what's available.
Yeah. Depending on what?
What's available.
Oh, yeah. Like, of course, we want to adopt.
There's not really that many Basenjis just like up for adoption.
No. Australia's quite limited with its dogs up for
adoption.
A lot
of bull Arabs. A lot of Staffies.
Yeah, and Mastiffs.
There's a purebred Rottweiler going for $750.
He's so gorgeous.
And he's 7 years old.
He's such a honey.
That's like $100 a year.
A year. Which I presume is because he's cost them money, so he needs to break it.
He's precious.
I don't know.
He's real cute. I don't know.
Such a honey.
We could get a Rottweiler.
Ooh. Yeah.
Anyway.
That's
tips
and
tricks.
Do you know what we're going to do with that dog when we get it?
Train
what?
It.
Teach you how to surf. At request of producer Zane, I found a WikiHow article called How to Teach Your Dog to Surf.
Oh, we love a WikiHow article.
Surfing with your dog can be great fun and rewarding for both you and your dog. If you're keen to get your dog surfing with you, this article will help you to get him comfortable with the waves and surfing in no time.
Do I also need to be able to surf?
I don't know. Well, I think we'll find out.
Okay.
You can just hire a surfer.
I'm going to go with a yes, but so far the human is wearing like regular clothes in every picture, so we'll just see how we go. Step one, make sure you have a dog surfboard.
Oh, of course.
Please don't surf on a human surfboard. That would just look ridiculous.
That would be just wildly out of proportion.
So it's not the dog sitting on the surfboard.
No, no, no. It's their own separate board.
They've got their own surfboard.
No, no, no. It's their own board. Your dog's paws can be harmed if he's not using the right board. Foam boards are bad for dogs as it tears their skin after a few uses.
Ow.
Your dog may chew on a foam board and foam boards have no traction. So they use wax, which is terrible for dog's paws. As sand and debris gets in the webs of your dog's paws and could be harmful. Aww. Make sure you get a dog surfboard.
It's just in don't quotation even know mark. Where to start looking for a dog
listeners
surfboard.
If you own a dog surfboard company, please hit us up.
They also come with soft traction throughout the board, which provides not just traction but also serves as a cushion in case of a wipeout.
Zane just snorts in the background.
Ooh. The hard dog surfboards are great because you can design your own colors, logos, pics of your dog, or any artwork you can think of. Not only will your dog be surfing, but your dog will be surfing on a picture of their own face.
So ridiculous.
There you go.
I step can't two. Find a dog surfboard.
This is, I don't know why this is step two, but this is what it says. Mm-hmm. Many surf dog contests are on budgets and usually use old donor boards, which is not really all that good for you or the dog.
Right.
This is still part of step one, but they're calling it step two. Excuse me.
Lies.
Ask your local surf shop for a dog surfboard, not a giant foam board, a real authentic dog surfboard. Or Google dog surfboards and dog wetsuits. Something will pop up.
Oh, okay. Okay. We'll do that.
Did you get it?
Dog surfboards and wet.
It says get your dog some gear too. Suitable items include dog life vests, dog wetsuits, dog beach towels, water and salt waterproof bungee leashes, pet tent for a rest while you keep surfing, and a travel pet bed for the beach.
Did you find any surfboards? I still can't dogs find it.
Something will pop up.
I'm just getting company names with the word dog in it.
Dog's night out, dog surfboards.
Oh. While you're on that, I'll go to step three. Start small.
It does say perhaps you'd start your dog on a boogie board.
But is it foam?
Well, I'm so.
Also, I hope it's clear from my tone, but I'm not taking this too seriously. So, like, maybe just take this with a bit of caution. Start small. Begin somewhere easy, like a swimming pool or a lake on a really flat wave day. Throw your dog's favorite fetch toy into the water and see if he retrieves it.
Good.
If he does, he is probably a water-loving dog. Yeah. I like that this step has come after you've already bought a dog surfboard, a dog wetsuit, a dog tent. Now let's see if your dog likes water.
Well, if not, you can just do cute little photo shoots.
The dot points on number three are make sure you know how to surf.
Oh.
It won't make much sense to your dog if you're not sharing the experience and know what to do. I mean, yeah, isn't that how we teach them how to fetch? Like you run after something, you bring it back in your mouth. Yeah. And
Is that what you do? You bring it, you bring back a ball in your mouth? Yeah. And that's how you teach your dog?
This sport involves a lot of exertion in the water and the waves can be rough. So be sure that you and your dog are both strong swimmers before attempting to surf.
There are so many articles. That ABC News, a look inside the surprisingly competitive world of dog surfing.
I'm really upset. Look at this picture. This man looks like he's trying to drown his dog in the most horrible way possible.
Oh, no. Oh, no. The dog also looks like a kettle.
Custom-made dog surfboards as seen in Shape magazine and ESPN for women.
Oh, really? As seen in those? Really? Okay.
Wow. Okay.
What a world you've opened us up to, Taylor. Right.
Step four, demonstrate by example and get your dog excited about being in the water with your surfboard to get him fired up to join you. Oh my gosh. Talk to him, call to him and encourage him to come into the water and play nearby while watching what you're doing. Play with your dog in the water. Let your dog play on the board. Develop your dog's trust. The number one element for success. Oh. Don't start off too fast and make sure it's fun for your dog.
Small steps, like Justin said. In that one episode.
Easy challenge, easy.
Mm-hmm.
Get your dog used to... I nearly said sexy and then I was like, that's not right.
I wonder how pleased he would be to know that we're using his training theory.
To teach our dogs how to surf.
We'll ask him next time.
Get your dog used to the board on the sand or another suitable surface before going into the water. Test your dog's balance to see where he likes to place himself on the board. Oh, dear. Six, pop on your dog's pet personal flotation device.
Good.
So don't drown.
Important.
Seven, paddle out. On a longboard, get on the board with the dog and paddle into the waves. You should be behind the dog for best result.
Okay. Okay. I'm still confused. Okay. It's now just one board between the two of you.
Now it's one board between the two of us, but that's because we're teaching him. No, I'm on the board because I'm teaching him how to surf. You can't just stick him on a board and be like, off you go.
That's what I thought it was going to say.
No, not yet. Not yet. Catch the wave.
Okay.
Is step 8, patience and repetition. That dog looks really cranky about what he's doing. He's like, oh, that's it. Now your dog is surfing.
Oh. So if your dog can balance on a surfboard.
It says bow wow bunga, dude. Then here are the questions. Can any dog surf? No, the dog can't be too big or too small.
What?
Do people actually do this? Yes, they do. Can a Great Dane do this? Yes, any dog can. Wait, well, that's contrary to what we
just said. Not too big. And I think the Great Dane is the world's biggest dog, holding the record at 1.1 meters tall.
Then it says, where do I buy a surf dog for surf dog? Where do I buy a surfboard for my dog? I would recommend buying a kid's surfboard. You just told me it had to be a pet surfboard. Tips.
Oh, man.
Ooh. Try the pet rafting or boat sections to find a dog PFD. Get your dog on the surfboard at tide and walk him out towards the waves. Position him facing the beach and give him a small push.
There you go. Off you go. Be free.
Warnings.
Don't teach your dog to surf.
Surfboards have been known to cause a bruise or two when they're bobbing around in the waves, so be careful. Only take your dog to a beach that allows dogs. Surfing just isn't for some dogs. If your dog doesn't show interest, don't force them. All it's right. Better forcing. I bet this is my favorite. Things you'll need. 1. Dog. 2. Surfboard suitable for dog.
3. Surf.
Anyway, I hope that was educational.
That was awesome. I can't wait to teach our new dog how
it's
to
been
surf.
Updated recently also, so you know this is top tier information.
With the freshest science.
Gotta have that fresh science.
Fresh ass. So all when right. you teach your dog to surf, please feel free to share photos on our socials. Do. You can find us on Facebook, Insta. Do we tweet?
Yeah, we tweet.
Are we tweeters?
Yeah, we tweet.
We're tweeting all the time. Like, bloop, bloop,
bloop. We're mainly tweeting our episodes when they come out.
Mainly we tweet our episodes so you can keep up to date. But from time to time, if we find something funny on Facebook, that'll sometimes go
on the Facebook page.
Yeah.
Twitter as well.
Oh, yes. Correct.
You can also find us on That's Not Canon Productions or just thatsnotcanon.com if you feel too lazy to type out the full word productions. That's
just
fine too.
Search it,
and you
kids.
Can go go click on listen at the top there, find Floof and Papa, and you can review every episode we've ever released.
You guys, I didn't know that's a review.
Yeah, let us know if you liked the content, if we said something silly.
Just tell us your life story. Tell us about your dogs.
I just meant you could go back and listen to them.
Oh.
Yeah, but I actually don't know whether you have. Is there a review function? There is. There is, like, you can leave comments
confirmed.
On every single episode.
Go crazy.
And please do. Crazy.
Well, I'm dizzy now. That was a
Floof,
lot.
Ampersand Papa podcast.
Ampersand.
Find us everywhere on the internets.
We're pretty well covered.
Yes. Oh, and yeah. we're a whole 1 year old now.
Oh, look at us go.
That's 7 in dog years.
We're 7 years old. Ruff, ruff.
Woof, woof.
Aww.
Thanks for listening, thanks, you guys.
Bork, bork, goodbye.
Bork, bork, good.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.